Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect turn into a Hall of Famer? No around can't be put on desire. Small school. Big school. You have to be the best to get paid.
Another edition of the C2P. I'm your host, Beau Marchant. As always, we appreciate you joining us as we count down the days to the 2018 NFL Draft. Things get kicked off in Dallas, Texas, Jerry World, Cowboys Stadium, April 26th through the 28th. 3 days of fun, expectations, and a lot of hearts will be filled with joy, and a lot of hearts may be filled with sorrow. It's an exciting time for all these prospects as they go through this particular part of their collegiate career. And we have a Florida State Seminole standout defensive back, Trey Marshall, who's going to join in and call us on the program. If you miss any of our shows in their entirety, you know they're always free and available at iTunes and Block Talk Radio. You simply type in the guest name that you're searching for, followed by the 2018 NFL Draft Class, and they will appear. And then you can listen to these shows at your leisure, download them. You can go for a run with them, do whatever you want, get a workout of them. Find out a little bit more about what these prospects bring to the table. As we like to say, no more than just the name. And that'll go a long way to kind of identifying what these young men bring to the table. Earlier today on, we had Robert Morris, safety on, Angie Semiguera. And if you're not familiar with this kid, he was a former quarterback at high school level, very talented quarterback too. I mean, legit kid, was getting some D2 offers, walk-on offer at Buffalo. But he decided to go the DB route and did his thing at Robert Morris. And fantastic athlete, 6'1", 200 pounds, ran a 4.46, 19 on the bench, and a 40-inch vert. And that brings a lot of athleticism to the table. And we knew he had some skill set. But again, he just kind of really turned some heads. And he performed that at the California PA Pro Day. And California PA, a sneaky PSAC school, kind of LaRontez Miles, Eric Kush, just a couple of the latest. Gary Brown, he's with the Blue Bombers in the CFL, just some of the latest Cal PA talent making their path. But again, he's from Robert Morris, but that's where he performed at. So we're going to have Trey call into the show, and we'll be breaking things down with him. We've been excited about getting him on because, again, we're so close, and as the days dwindle down and the slots become harder to fill in terms of just trying to get everybody in. It makes this time very challenging, getting in as many guests as possible, but then again, finding the time to get all these guests on to share them with you so you guys, again, can kind of go under the hood and peel back the layers with us as we bring you the next generation of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today here on this C2P format. We also had another on today. We had a lot of guys on today, but I'm going to share some of these guests with you. You can go back. We had an Ivy League safety defensive day so far today. Colin Boyd, another big kid, 6'2", 215, moves very, very well. And, had some receiver opportunities in the Pac-12 coming out of Washington. Was a big alpine downhill skier. That was his first love. And his appearance allowed him around 10 years old to kind of put on the helmet and pads. And then he kind of blossomed from that point forward. And he decided to do the Ivy League thing. And think about it. I mean, you're getting some Pac-12 offers to play receiver, but he said once he arrived at Dartmouth and Coach Tevens, he just said he fell in love with it. And his words were, it was just an extension of home. And he just loved the coaching staff. And another kid to keep your eye out on. We also had Bruce Hector from South Florida on. the defensive tackle. He was on the NFLPA Collegiate Bowl invite list. He went out to Los Angeles, had a sack and a half in the game. He had a great week of practice as well. So it's another kid to be very excited about. A lot of opportunity is going to be in his future. One of the top guys in the AAC. And, again, that's South Florida guest. You can find him, again, here on the College to Pro format. We're right around the 10-minute mark of Trey's program. If we don't get the full amount of time, we usually run these shows 10, 15 minutes. They haven't called by in this point. We'll give it about another minute, and then we'll shut it down and look for him to come back on because we always like to get as most from them as we can. I always like to say less of me, more of them always makes great show. And obviously, he could be running late with workouts. A lot of things go into this. So hopefully we can get him on. If not, again, we'll just reschedule. These kids are busy. Workouts run late. Who knows? He could just have been getting a call for a visit from an NFL team. I mean, that's how this works. So, as always, about the 9:50 mark now. We're going to look to schedule with the Florida State standout defensive back, Trey Marshall, here on the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.